This podcast on NowDecatur.com is presented by First Mid Insurance Group, leaders in risk management for over 100 years.
This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a beautiful sunny Friday. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with Caitlin Clark.
What a week she's had. I mean, she has her introductory press conference and then the creepy stuff with Greg Doyle, the Indianapolis Star columnist, happens. And then word is out that she's going to get an eight-figure shoe deal with Nike, and there's all kinds of backlash from that on social media. Not really directed at her, more where's the shoe for Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson is a WNBA player for the Las Vegas Aces and a terrific player, and probably deserves a shoe. And if you ask Caitlin Clark, she'd say, give her a shoe. But I think what Caitlin Clark is finding out that with extraordinary popularity comes extraordinary scrutiny. And so just about everything she does is going to get a reaction. And you know, my other reaction was when I heard she's going to get this shoe deal is I remember some people saying, well, how can she afford to leave college? She's making so much money there in name, image, likeness money. Well, this is how you can afford to leave college. I don't know what her deal would be for, but I know last year Nike gave a shoe to Sabria Ionescu, and it was a $24 million deal. And I asked Nick, because this sounds like it's right up Nick's alley, as if he had ever designed a shoe, and he's kind of played around with it, I think, just for fun. But I would think, and I don't know what they're going to call her shoe, the name that comes to mind for me would be the Logo 3. And I think that would be cool to meet with the Nike design team and at least give a little bit of input and then see several options that they get back to you and pick the one that's going to be the Caitlin Clark shoe. That would be cool. And I hope the cool stuff about being Caitlin Clark far outweighs the annoying stuff about being Caitlin Clark. But I don't think she's going to get away from all of it. That's for sure.
You know what? Everybody needs to take a breath and look. The draft numbers, 307% increase over last year's TV ratings. Lift all boats. You don't need to shoot the messengers. You're bringing all of these eyeballs to your sport. Take advantage of it. On the other side of the break with Mark Tupper, we'll do a little NBA, a little Illinois football. It's brought to you by First National Bank, Big Bank Products, local bank service.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB, their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNB Quality. Bank.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, the NBA.
You know, this story has not gotten enough attention from the media, had not gotten enough attention from me, and it is the story about Toronto's Jontae Porter in the NBA being banned by the NBA for gambling. I'm not talking about that he bet some money on a football game. I'm talking about he was working with gamblers, betting on NBA games, then doing his part to influence the outcome of those games so gamblers could win their bets. This is the ultimate sin in terms of gambling participation by professional athletes. And I think it's a big story because we are naive to think that he's the only one. In 2023, Americans wagered on legal sports betting $120 billion. And you and I have talked on this show about the feeling that it's way too prevalent in terms of the ads and the encouragement to gamble. Please gamble during the game. It's just too prevalent. And we are going to see it happen in college. We are going to see it happen in, I believe, in all of these sports. You know, you walk into the arenas and of the professional arenas, many of them have sports books attached to the outside. The feeling, the vibe is very much like, it's okay, come do it. And I think they've asked for trouble, and this is an example of where they're getting it. And even though the NBA didn't say you're banned forever, that's the feeling I got from Commissioner Silver, that he is done for life in the league. NBA tomorrow, or excuse me, tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN, the Bulls will play Miami in that other play-in game. The winner of that game gets to play the number one seed in the East, Boston Celtics, on Sunday. Boston with a 64-18 regular season record, the best in the NBA. And switching over quickly to Illinois football, they've hired Dre Brown, a former Illinois running back, to be their director of player personnel. And I covered him extensively, talked to him often. And if I remember correctly, Dre Brown was born in Decatur before his family moved up to DeKalb. And he's been very successful since he left school. First, before he left school, he got a graduate degree from the School of Business. Then he was at Tennessee, and most recently he was the director of recruiting at Notre Dame. So a really good guy coming back home. And the spring game's tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. It's free if you want to drive over and see it.
Hey, Mark, one quick question. I heard this Dan Patrick talking about this yesterday, and it was something I'd never even thought of, back to the gambling thing. Like, who's keeping the stats, and how do you know those people aren't involved in some of this stuff?
That's a great point too. I mean
it's not just the athletes.
I don't know.
You know, who's deciding what an assist is, and you know, and what you know, like literally that those people would be ripe to be recruited by, you know, bad folks wanting to make a lot of money on these, you know, bets, these prop bets. I mean, it's insane. All right, my friend, enjoy your weekend, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you first thing Monday morning.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.